Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
Hallöchen, hier ist Mona. Schön, dass ihr mit dabei seid, denn ich hatte Kenya Grace zum Zoom-Interview bei mir. Kenya Grace, der Name sagt euch vielleicht nichts, aber der Song auf jeden Fall. Wenn ihr den nicht auf Social Media gehört habt, dann weiß ich auch nicht. Entstanden bei ihr zu Hause in ihrem Schlafzimmer, einen Teil davon auf TikTok hochgeladen, da so krank viral gegangen, dass sie ihn als ihre erste Single rausgebracht hat, die direkt auf Nummer 1 der UK-Charts gelandet ist. Und genau darüber sprechen wir in diesem Interview. Viel Spaß!
First of all, of course, congratulations. Good to see you on everything that's happening in your life right now. Even when I did my research, I couldn't like keep track of what's happening around you. And I was God, how is it for her? So do you have time to let that all sink in?
Yeah, I feel like it's slowly starting to sink in now. At the start, it was like so unbelievable for so many weeks. I was like, this is not true. This is not real. But yeah, it's been amazing. It's been crazy.
What happened when you let that sink in? Like, what is changing within you?
I don't even know. I still kind of feel like it's unbelievable now, but like, yeah, I've got used to kind of like how busy it is now, because it's like before I was like very chilled and like just in my room, just doing my thing. And now it's like so many things to do all the time, but it's been amazing. I've met so many cool people. And yeah, the last few months have been insane.
Yeah, I only can imagine, because you even made history, just by the way, with your first song, being only the second British solo artist to reach the number one, with a song that you've written and produced entirely yourself. The last one was Kate Bush. What did you do the exact moment that you knew I am number one?
Oh my God, I literally was so shocked. I remember that day so well. I feel like it's going to be like in my memory forever. I was like, I feel like I just didn't believe it again until I held the like trophy. I was like, this is insane. Like, so cool. And then also to be in the same like sentence with Kate Bush, I feel like that's so cool. She's so cool.
Yeah, she is. But not only that, but also you even topped Doja, Drake and Taylor with your new... I mean, can you believe that? What?
No. It's crazy.
Is it like, I'm sorry, guys? Or is it like...
I feel like they have like so many number ones, they're just not even bothered about it as well.
maybe that no. But it's unbelievable. If you compare this to 1 or 2 years ago, what has changed?
Well, like 2 years ago I was working in a piercing shop doing piercings, so I was, but then I was like even thinking about like stopping music at that point. Like, it was so different, my life then. Yeah, so much can change in such a short amount of time, I think. It's crazy.
Like, you were really thinking of quitting, just thinking maybe music is just a hobby, it's not a profession anymore. Was it that?
Yeah, honestly. Like, sometimes it's so hard that like, you get disheartened and things. And yeah, I was thinking like, God, maybe no one will ever really like my music or whatever. And I was really thinking about it. And now, yeah, it's just so different. It's amazing.
What kept you going then?
I think like I found like some people on TikTok that like really liked what I was doing, and like they were like really supportive, and I feel like that really did change everything, to be honest. I think TikTok is so good for that, like finding people that are like into the same things as you, and it's
Cool. I'm thinking a lot lately about the Billie Eilish interview and the sentence that she said, because you also said it kind of now. Everything that we longed for and craved for and wanted forever, and that now we get it, we are bored of, or we get used to it. So I think that's kind of a like really like crazy time in your life. Do you do something to kind of try to pre-save the moment that is gonna like a little bit maybe last forever, or that you remember it very, very well?
I think if you're like really grateful for what's happened, and it kind of makes that happen. If you're like, you kind of like take a moment and just be like, I'm so thankful for this, then you kind of do that, naturally happens in your brain, I think. But yeah, I don't think, yeah, that's crazy. I feel like, yeah, I wouldn't be bored of this at all. I feel like, yeah, she's probably really used to it, but
right. But it's like hard to imagine, but maybe, yeah, then you're used to having a number one or used to sell out stadiums or whatever. And then it's just like, so, I don't want that.
I can't imagine being like that at all. But yeah, no, that's.
Yeah, that's good.
Crazy.
Yeah. So you really try to live in a moment. What do you do to really like stop yourself in a minute and say, okay, breathe this in, soak this all in. I want to live in the moment.
I feel like just doing that, I like really like say like what I'm thankful for, and like also spending time with my family, I probably say, and like my friends. I feel like that's like really like, you know, brings you back to who you really are, like truly. So yeah.
Cool. Cool. So maybe it's connected also to your bedroom, because literally Strangers was written and recorded entirely in your bedroom where you first started out making music. What is the magic maybe about this place?
I think it's like where you feel comfortable, to be honest. Like some people feel really comfortable in like massive studios or whatever. But I just feel really comfortable there. And I've got like all my things and like my how I do things and my setup and everything. And I feel like that's just... yeah, it's just really comfortable for me. So I think that's where I can be the most creative, probably.
Mm-hmm. Is it also like maybe most open and vulnerable with the lyrics? Is it also like that?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I feel like you can probably, if you feel safe and you feel like, you know, you can just express yourself as much as possible, then yeah, probably you could be the most vulnerable, I reckon.
How different was it then, because you did it all yourself, but then you also co-worked with a producer on this record, right? How different was it then working with someone on a song?
I have worked with other people before. It's fun. Like I definitely am really up for doing co-writes in the future and stuff. I feel like right now I probably went for a little bit more, but I definitely think next year, like, I want to do like some collabs with cool people. I think that'll be amazing. Be so cool.
Yeah. Do you already have some in mind?
There's like my dreams that I really like, my dream collabs, but yeah, nothing planned at the moment. But yeah, hopefully some cool stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I bet on that. And then, yeah, then it hit like Strangers hit the internet just, I think, a month after you've written it. And you said that you like to release music without a second thought. Although you didn't release the original version, right? You changed it by 1 p.m. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't think people would notice that. But basically, when I first uploaded the video, I like slowed it down very slightly when I uploaded the video. Mm-hmm. Just because like it, and it kind of like warped my voice a little bit, like made it sound like that slowed down voice. And then when I wanted to release this, when I went to release the actual song, I was like, I want it to be my actual tone, my actual voice. So I'd sped it back, I like made it back normal again. Mm-hmm. And yeah, people really noticed that. I did not think they would.
No, yeah. I would. How proud are you of your fans that they're really like to you so much and that they recognize it?
Yeah, it's crazy. Like I got so many messages that you changed it. I was like, oh, I did not think you noticed that.
Right? But why did you change it in the first place?
I don't know why. I actually have no idea why. I think I was just messing around and just did it.
Oh,
yeah, no thought.
That's so cool, right? That you can do it and that you like are courage enough to do it and that you're just like, yeah, release it, whatever feels right to you. How much is that changing maybe now that's the proper, you know, music industry, proper job thing? Do you think that you can like pre-save this?
I think so, yeah. I feel like that's just like the way I love doing that, and I love posting little snippets and stuff. I feel like I just love doing that. I think it's so creative and so fun, and like I love trying things out, and I haven't like stopped doing that, and I have like a bunch more things I've been writing recently that I'm just going to carry on doing that. Yeah, I just love it.
Cool. Is there anything we can talk about in particular? Like, is there anything around the corner?
There's some things around the corner. I'm going to drop a project soon, which will be really nice because I've only done singles so far, so it'll be nice to do like a whole little body of work. That'd be really nice. So yeah, that's around the corner. I don't know the exact date, but like, yeah, it's coming.
Like around the corner this year or around the corner next year maybe?
I'm not sure. I feel like it's when it's all done, then we'll know. Yeah.
What I love about your music is that Strangers in particular, is that it has a catchy beat together with really deep lyrics. Is that what a good song like is for you, or what makes a good song for you?
It really depends, I guess. I love like storytelling lyrics. I feel like that's my favorite style of lyrics. And yeah, I love dance music. I think that's really cool for me. Like, I love that. And yeah.
How did like maybe I heard you saying in an interview that raving was a big part of your inspiration, also like as we talked about the alternative space, like with the piercings and the tattoos and everything. How did that inspire you, or does still inspire you?
Yeah, it really does inspire me. I feel like Yeah, I went like to like a, I still go now like to parties and raves and things, and I feel like there's such a cool culture there, and like there's so many parts of the night that I find really inspiring, like getting there, the lights, the mood, and then like outside, and like it's just, I find it actually really inspiring, really cool. And I love like hearing new music at raves and stuff, it's amazing. And then yeah, I love the tattoo and piercing like world, I love that, it's so cool, it's like my favorite hobby. Apart from music.
But since yeah, we have a pro here, so which one is the hardest piercing to get, like the most painful piercing to get?
For me, I had this bit of my lip pierce called a Medusa piercing, so it's like through here, that was the most painful for me, it was so, it's really like sensitive there, it's really painful.
Yeah. Oh gosh. Yeah. So that's why you removed it?
I just didn't think it suited me, actually, like I've had so many piercings and then like take them out, like it's so
And I also know that you want to be covered in tattoos in a while, in a bit.
Yeah.
Is it in the making?
I feel like my arms are nearly done. Like I've got like a few more like patches to go, but I need to do like, it's so hard to like find time to get like 5 hours of tattooing. It's crazy.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
I love tattoos as well, so I'm really excited to see all that. Maybe one more question, I think, before we're running out of time. Since you're producing and singing and writing and do this entirely by yourself, how are these things, producing and singing and writing the lyrics, maybe different level of expressing yourself?
Yeah, I guess, like, I feel like it's whatever works for the artist, to be honest. Like, if you feel like you're inspired like doing it by yourself, you're like getting your message across, I feel like that's great. But like also like collabing with other people, like you can be really inspired together, like yeah, I feel like it's just whatever works, whatever makes the song good.
Is it harder to put your emotions maybe in a beat or in the lyrics?
Lyrics, I think, is much more like, I feel like singing is because it's like you're literally making it with your body and like saying something that's like, you know, literally from your soul or whatever. Yeah, I feel like that's so much more vulnerable and like it's so much more like deep, you know.
Mm-hmm. Friend,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool, so that would it be for now.
Cool.
Is it the bedroom? Last question, maybe. Is it that bedroom where the magic happens, or is it just any?
No, it's not. Oh, sorry.
It's the magic place.
Sorry.
No, thank you so much. And I wish you all the best. And I'm sure that we will hear a lot from you. So I'm very excited about that.
Thank you.
See you. Bye.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Das Video und noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de. Das Energy Stream Team. Immer die besten Hits für euren Geschmack. Checkt die Energy Webstreams. Zum Beispiel Energy Summer Hits. Egal, wo ihr seid, egal, was ihr macht, das ist der richtige Soundtrack für euren Alltag. Checkt Energy Summer Hits und alle weiteren Streams in der App und auf energy.de. Denn hört ihr Streams, hört ihr Energy. Hit Music Only.